Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Tens of thousands of people on both sides of the front line in southern Ukraine are facing evacuation from their homes following the destruction of the huge Kakhovka Dam early yesterday. Rising floodwaters are threatening dozens of towns, will likely hamper a Ukrainian counteroffensive against Russian forces in the region and leave a legacy of environmental damage. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of blowing up the dam, which had been the scene of fighting earlier in the war. We've been speaking to Ukraine's Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister, Emine Zhepkar. What I asked her is the latest on the impact of the flooding.
On the government-controlled territory of Ukraine, 17 settlements are planned for evacuation with approximately 17,000 of people. On the occupied territory, meaning the left bank, there are 20 settlements are subject to evacuation with approximately 25,000 of people. And the most concerning is that Russia is not planning to deal with this situation, not planning to evacuate people, even though they withdrew their troops. Almost 2,000 houses on the right bank of the Dnipro River in Kherson Oblast had been flooded. About 1,300 people have been evacuated from flooded areas after Russia blew up the Kakhovka HPP. The destruction of the dam will deprive severely worsen the water supply to Crimea, Kherson region, and significantly complicate the situation in Dnipropetrovsk and Zaporizhia regions, as are neighboring regions with Kherson. And then Ukraine is ready to allocate 1.5 billion of Ukrainian hryvnias for the construction of new water mains following the breach of the Kakhovka Dam.
And at this stage, Minister, are the floodwaters still rising? At what point is it expected that they will begin to recede, and how long will that take?
It's a difficult question. I'm not a water expert, but due to the decrease in the water level in the Kakhovka Reservoir, there's also a danger of an incident at another critical infrastructure facility occupied by Russia, which is Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. So now all those who are engaged in this issues are doing their best to cope with these consequences, even though I believe up till today it's difficult to estimate what is the real consequence, what is the real danger of that technological catastrophe.
Yeah, at the moment the International Atomic Energy Agency is saying that there isn't an immediate threat to the Zaporizhzhia plant, but presumably there would be ongoing concern given the need for water to cool the reactor there.
Yes, and Ukrainian diplomacy is doing its best to consolidate international attention to the Kherson region and to the actions of Russia. Yesterday we convened an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council and informed the international community about the current situation. To the knowledge, to the extent of what we know about the situation on the ground. By the way, Russia also had an successful attempt to convene the UN Security Council meeting on its request, and this is yet another cynical thing, because by doing this terroristic act, Russia is trying to blame Ukraine. Because this is the whole, you know, Russian propaganda that commits, like Russian system that commits crimes and then blames Ukraine or others on that crimes. So they try to do the same with the UN Security Council.
Yeah, so I mean, Ukraine is saying that Russia is responsible for this, that this was caused by the Russians. But can you be sure of that, given the fact that there was previous damage to the dam, the water levels were very high? This could have been a breach, could it, caused by a weakening of the dam?
I rely to information that I receive from our services, proper services or relevant services. You know, for myself, there is no doubt, because what we see since 2014 is actually an aggression. And I have no doubt that Russia is following its aggression or committing those aggressive acts by different steps. So when they imprison political prisoners, when they kidnap our children, when they put our people to the filtration camps, when they commit this kind of crimes like Inolenivka, that another crime when our prisoners of war have been killed, barbarically killed, when they kill barbarically killed our civilians. Of course, it doesn't give me any doubt that why not this dam? The goal of Russian act was to stop the counteroffensive that has been planned by and then announced by Ukrainian side. I know that there is an international, I would say, investigation or kind of attention to this issue. Everyone is trying to understand what happened yesterday, what would be the consequence. So I suggest that the Ukrainian position position is clear, and we also rely to what we have from our experts and relevant agencies.
Will it then hamper the Ukrainian counteroffensive in the south? It will mean for the moment that will have to be deferred.
To my understanding, it will not stop it. To again, to what I hear from those people engaged in the decision making, it will not stop the counteroffensive.
Including the counteroffensive in the south, despite the fact now that vast areas have been flooded.
Yes, it might have some time or might take some time, but it will not stop it.
What about the wider and more long-term environmental and ecological impacts of all of this? Now, it's water from the dam, as I understand it, that helps to irrigate large parts of this region of southern Ukraine. So is this going to have effects on agriculture, the harvest, farming over the coming months and perhaps beyond?
Yes, it might have. I believe the most severe consequence would be to the agriculture in the region. We know, again, from experts that the damage is huge. But then we still have and need some time to understand the scale of this damage. Then the other issue that I believe is important for Ukraine is Crimea, which is Ukrainian peninsula with millions of our citizens living under occupation. And then there is a risk that there will be a huge lack or deficit of drinking water in Crimea. It was for us yet another cynical step when Russian system puts its strategic goals or these perverted ambitions over the cost of life of people.
And that was the Deputy Foreign Minister of Ukraine, Emine Zhepar, speaking to me earlier.